it is possible that life isn't about what you think it's about. It may be about something totally, totally different. For one thing, it may be that life, as we know it, isn't supposed to work. Not only is it not supposed to work, it's supposed to keep us upset, disturbed. Because if we're not, we sink, we drop, we go to sleep. You can check that out. As you walk around the street, sitting in the cafe, watch. Are these people awake? Are they awake? Are they here? Are they present? No. But then we have the seeker. See, and what the seeker is trying to do is trying to make it work. It's not supposed to work. It's perfect as it is. Absolutely perfect. In this moment, in every moment, you are getting exactly, exactly what you need. It's very rarely what you want. Occasionally it is, and that feels good, but usually it's not exactly what you want. You want it just a bit this way or a bit that way, or very, very different. What I'm suggesting to you is, life is presenting to you exactly what you need in this moment. Now, what most people are looking for most of the time is a nest. They want to be safe and secure and have everything predictable. Jesus said, beasts have their dens and the birds have their nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. So what we keep trying to do is make things to be around us the way our neurosis says we want it to be. But if you notice, it doesn't work. I mean, how many delightfully, wonderfully, sweet and gentle, fulfilled people do you know? It's because everybody's trying to change everything on the outside. Don't change anything. Look at it. Watch it. And then, as you do, something will happen inside. And there's your invitation. There's your clue. If you get angry at somebody, it's about you. Forget them. How come you're angry at them? And it's usually you are judging that place in them that you judge in yourself. So them being the way they are is a gift for you. Everything's a gift. Every single gift. Every dog that barks, every bird that sings, every body that shouts, everything's a gift to help you see yourself more clearly, just as you are, in each moment. Don't change anything, because you can't. The mechanism that's trying to change it is the same mechanism that doesn't want to change. It won't work. Don't change it. Don't support it. Don't suppress it. Don't work on it. Experience it. Be with it. If you're going to do anything, exaggerate it. If you think you've got to do something, and you're a bit judgmental, judge more. Do it more. So you can get it. You see, normally we're trying to keep an equilibrium. Make it more or make it less, and you'll see it more clearly. You'll stand outside of the situation and see it more clearly. Then people go spiritual. I've just heard of somebody that was 2 years on the inner sanctuary of a famous guru. They give up the guru and they want a relationship on their terms. You see, anybody's terms are neurotic. They're crazy. They're sick. Our terms are sick. We want the world and everybody in it to be the way our neurosis wants to be, so he can feel comfortable. And he never will. after you get what you want, you don't want what you get at all. Because it doesn't do it. Nothing does it. The only thing that does it is being with what is. There's a vast energy in the universe. Drop into it, you're in heaven. Fight it, even in the slightest way, there's your hell. You don't have to die to go to hell. Resist, fight, complain, hell. Be grateful for whatever it is, no matter how small it is. Thank you. Be with what is. If you're looking to change, existence will support you to look for change. It won't give you change. It'll support where you are. Grateful, you get more to be grateful about. Complain, you'll get more to complain about. It just works that way. It's not against you, it's for you. It's to help you to see where you're stuck more clearly. It's not against you. Nothing is against you. I won't go into it now. Nothing can be against you because you're everything. That's another level. But you can experiment for a day. Just assume that every single thing is exactly what you need. No matter how uncomfortable it is, you need that discomfort. You need that situation. It's there to help you to see yourself more clearly. This happens for some people who are at a certain level of consciousness. You can stare in the mirror. Just stare. Just stare. And a moment comes of stillness, and there's no image in the glass. One. Be with what is.